This is Checking the Diary for Friday, the 5th of June, spoken by Elswin. First of all, a thank you to those of you willing to be my happy little guinea pigs for testing out things. I've really appreciated that. It's fun to share this creative process in a way that allows all of us to be open and have free discussions on what's working, what's not working. I also really enjoyed getting the feedback on the voice samples. PETA, my voice guy, PETA is not actually his name, it's a nickname. He is my, well, I guess he'd be counted my producer, sound quality guy, or whatever. He's funny because he has very deaf opinions. However, he's actually not my ideal listener. He is very good at what he does, but he's not actually somebody who gets into erotic hypnosis. So, having the feedback from those of you that do is helpful, and I especially love when you agreed with me without me even telling you which ones I preferred. So thanks for that, and thanks for letting me just be open and real, and the whole seeing how the sausage is made doesn't totally ruin your enjoyment of everything else that's going on. Instead, I've heard from so many of you that it actually helps because you see me as a real person. I am a lifestyle mistress. You know, I would say I live it, 22/7, not quite 24/7. For female-led relationship, I actually have a few of them because I have different people who fit different needs, and I love that. And I love that through the personal files and even through the other interactions we've had, that I've cultivated this with some others of you, so that's great. I've also hit one of my first goals with Spoken by Elswith, which is remarkable, but also just reaffirming in a fantastic way that I can do something I love and enjoy and create relationships and not have to push on the other side of this with marketing and thinking about, you know, what appeals to the masses. I have this core of people who are free with talking to me and giving me feedback, and what they like is what I like, so that's wonderful. Speaking of PETA, he kept mentioning that every so often there was a noise that would show up in my files and kept asking me what I was doing differently, to which I would say, nothing, but there was something. It's the coffee cup warmer. I'm so sad. I'm one of those people that likes coffee with just two temperatures, either scalding hot or ice cold. There is no middle ground. It's not good. I think I can do hot tea after it goes lukewarm. I don't care. And I like iced tea, obviously, because I lived in the deep south. But not sweet tea. Not sweet tea. Just iced tea. Anyway, so my coffee warmer was the thing making the noise. I've turned into this crazy person who is preoccupied by noise lately. I grew up in a small village outside this small, somewhat dying city, and my life was pretty quiet. I mean, I had a lot of extended family. We lived on, I don't know, 6-7 acres, and my cousins and I, we spent most of our childhood in the woods because we knew if the grown-ups couldn't see us, then we couldn't get any chores. We'd go to our grandmother's houses to get fed. We had quite a few people that lived around, so we could sneak off and do that. I then moved to the suburbs. If you've never lived in an American subdivision, wow. And I lived in one of those stereotypical ones, right, with the homeowners association and full of retired folks that, you know, would complain that so-and-so had left their garage door open and your house could only be, you know, 30 different shades of tan. And on the weekends, it's so loud. Everybody is mowing and trimming and chipping and on and on and on, that I eventually moved to live on a hobby farm which wasn't bad, except I think I had a broken rooster. He'd go off like at 3 a.m. I don't know why. And now I live in an actual large British city with things happening all the time, but most of the time it is quiet. I'm late though on this check-in because I meant to do it last night, got distracted by something fun, and figured I would do it this morning. And this morning my neighbor about four doors down decided he would replace his front garden fence. And because he had a saw, he won. The way these houses are set up, they're just these heavy, massive stone terraced houses from the 1800s. If anything happens on my particular street, it just bounces and echoes down the street. So that's why I'm late. Blame it on the neighbor, or I'm playing. But that was fun because my very patient playmate agreed. Well, I say agreed, but it's not like he was going to say no, to let me take notes the entire time. So I did one of my favorite go-to ties that I find very relaxing, the mermaid tail, and I went through and I wrote down step by step by step basically what I did. So vicariously, y'all will get to enjoy that one as soon as I have it recorded. And speaking of playing, there's something else I would like. I love that so many of you are creative, and by creative, it's not just writing or making music, though you do that. There's a gentleman who told me about picking piano back up and why, and his focus, and it's just fascinating to me. Others are very into cooking, and there's some of you who are very into doing projects around the house or writing, like Bunny, who earns his undies by writing, those types of processes. But what I found is that we all have a different way of dealing with the noise, the input that's happening as we are having this output of creativity. So I'm curious, what do you have as your input as you're creating? For a lot of us, this isn't the same thing we would listen to during relaxation. I know for me, the type of music I tend to listen to while I'm writing is completely different to what I would be listening to if I were happening to be gardening or sewing. Some of you know I like to sew. I have been making lingerie for men, which is really fun. Not mass produced by any measure, just things I want to recreate for certain different bodies. Anyway, share that with me. I want to know. I want to know what it is that you have as your input as you're creating. I know for one particular person, they just restream Lord of the Rings movies. They watch them so many times that it's just this background that they can have going. I think I would find that incredibly distracting because I tend to not rewatch things, but I love that that works for them. So let me know for you when you're being creative and you're doing what works for you. Or, you know, if that's not your thing, I have a lot of people who have said that during this time they've taken up other physical hobbies. Either they've gone through like those apps that lead you through to be able to do like 100 squats a day, 100 push-ups a day, or 100 sit-ups a day. If you don't know what I'm talking about, if you look like an app directory, type in like 100 sit-ups or 100 squats, they'll pop up. People have picked particular music for that, or for cycling, though in some areas don't do that because you don't want to get run over by a car. You know, what other songs or input do you use during those times? Don't just cheat and say you listen to me, because that is cheating. I want to have ideas because I need some more ideas. One of the things that I found recently, and I had no idea this even existed till somebody said they went to hear it at the Royal Albert Hall in London, is for video games, they have soundtracks. And like the Dark Souls one and the Bloodborne one, they have amazing soundtracks. Like, I would happily find myself at the Royal Albert Hall and go listen to these. I had no idea those existed for listening to as albums and such. So, okay. So, you can either reply here and you can link to things if you wanted to, if you're listening to me like on YouTube, or if you have Spotify, go ahead and create a playlist and share it if you like. I'd enjoy that. If you are musically inclined and you have your own music that you've created, I'd also enjoy listening to that. I'm very, very open. I just want to have this fun group of people that I'm creating with, no matter what it is that we're creating. So, thanks guys, and thanks again for letting me be when I'm talking to you, just an everyday, normal person. You know, I have that, my 22/7 lifestyle, mistress, female-led relationship things going on, but for creating and talking, it's just nice to be people collaborating together. So the anchor file will be going up today. I'm not sure about other things. I really don't have a set publishing. Things tend to go up as I make them. I know I'm supposed to go ahead and have all this stuff in reserve and have a set system, but I prefer reacting to feedback, and I especially the feedback that's like, ooh, I would like to feel this. And it's like, okay, let's do that. I prefer that to having these canned sessions. The hallway, though, for the mirror room, that will be staying. And I may also be giving people certain rooms off the hallway to use that for the ongoing training, for the ones that we're working together for these personal files. So anyway, today's check-in has gotten long because I've just rambled. But I'm enjoying you all so much. So thank you for that. And I will speak to you soon.